Okay, so far we've been talking about securities issued by Freddie Mac or Fannie Mae. We haven't talked much about Ginnie Mae securities, and we're not really going to. Today we're going to talk about securities that are not issued by these government-backed firms. So these are called private label securities when it's not issued by Freddie, Fannie, or Ginnie. And they're typically issued by very large commercial banks or large investment banks, also known as Wall Street. These securities have no government backing, whereas Freddie and Fannie were always thought to have government backing, and that turned out to be right. And traditionally a less favorable regulatory treatment. So, for example, if a bank, 20 years ago, if a bank, it's kind of in the first round of the Basel Accords, if a bank held a security issued by Freddie or Fannie, it was put in a low risk bucket, whereas if there was no low risk bucket for private label securities. We'll explain how that changed in the next talk, so that some of the private label securities got to be put into the low risk buckets. But that, again, that's something we'll talk about next time. In general, because they're of a less favorable regulatory treatment and no government backing, the prices for these securities are lower. That is, investors would pay a little bit less for this because they're taking more risk. Equivalently, that means they've got a higher yield. So private label securities have lower prices and higher yields than Freddie or Fannie securities. So what that means is if you originated a prime loan, meaning investment quality, it meets the Freddie Mac or Fannie Mae standards. So if you have a prime loan, you'll typically get a better price if you sell it to Freddie or Fannie. So the Freddie Fannie securities will be backed by prime loans, but as the market expanded for subprime loans, those have an outlet for the private label firms, for Wall Street firms. So ultimately, all these securities get bought by investors. Their investors would be like pension funds or other sort of large funds that manage manage money, and they might choose to buy Freddie or Fannie securities, or they can choose to buy securities that come from Wall Street. Again, these are the private label securities. Probably the main difference between the private label security and the Freddie Mac Fannie Mae security is that with I'll call those a GSE security, government-sponsored enterprise. With a GSE security, the credit risk is taken by the GSE. That is, from an investor's point of view, mortgage defaults act like prepayments. That is, when a default occurs, let's say a mortgage defaults, then it gets pulled from the pool. From the pool backing a security, the GSE, Freddie or Fannie, then pays the security holder as if the mortgage had prepaid, and then the GSE takes the loss. So there's this credit risk that's being taken by the GSE, not by the investor. With private label securities, which is what we've been talking about in this talk, the investors take losses on default. So that's a difference with with private label versus the government, with the GSE securities. GSE securities, the Freddie Mac or Fannie Mae is basically insuring the security holder against loss. So the security holder doesn't have to take the loss. By the same token, the GSE, although it takes a loss on default, it receives a guarantee fee in order to compensate it. So it gets this guarantee fee, whereas the private label, if the investors are taking the risk and they're not guaranteed against loss, then obviously they're not going to pay a guarantee fee to anybody. The Wall Street firms will earn something for as a middleman assembling the security, but since the risk is taken by the investor, there's no guarantee fee involved. So those are the basic differences between private label and government security and Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae securities.